Wildy and Tausch begins now. Now, Jesse, what were you planning here? Because I want to delve further into Tausch's big plans here for the offense. But you had some sort of a game plan for the 10 o'clock hour. What is this exactly?
So we are at the midpoint of the NFL season.
It's true. 9 weeks in.
Yep. Yeah. 18-week regular season. We are 9 weeks in with an extra day built in this week with the Packers just getting back to practice today. Every outlet is doing midterm grades for the NFL teams. And I thought, you know, we have so much fun in July and August kind of doing a state of the Packers at Summerfest and on this show and assessing where each position group is at. I thought we could do something similar with a midterm report card today and talk about offense and defense and coaching and all that, kind of assess at the midterm report card how everybody's doing this season. So there's still time to do that. We can do that after the offense if you're interested in it. Your grimace suggests maybe you don't want to do that.
No, I'm intrigued. You mentioned something about the NFL Nation folks doing this for their teams as well. So yeah, we can get into that. But why is this such a good idea, Tausch? Why, in what ways does it benefit an offense that no longer has Tucker Kraft to go up-tempo, because that means you stay in the same personnel grouping, right?
Yep.
Because you're not huddling. So you're probably thinking 11 personnel as the most likely group, one tight end, one back, three wides.
I don't really care what I would think, but I don't care how Matt wants to do it. If he wants to go four wides, and that part is completely up to Matt. I'm not going to sit here and say I think you'd want Musgrave to start getting into it, but The couple of reasons. You have a big blow to your offense. Your biggest, I think, complaint that if you're looking at it from the outside is this team starts slow, whether it was the Pittsburgh game, obviously last week with the turnovers and, you know, some of the different things, and it's taken Jordan some time to find that rhythm. We saw what Jordan in rhythm looks like in Pittsburgh in the second half. It's a thing of beauty. So what can we do to recreate that? And what can we do to kind of jumpstart and give our offense a kick into Keister to get going?
Keister,
and what
kicking.
Can we do to give Philadelphia and a very good defensive coordinator in Vic Fangio some things to think about and to look at? And then you factor in they had a bye, and they've brought in new pieces to this defense. Test them. Let's find a rhythm. Now, I say this with, you know, college teams that come in, and back in the old days when we'd pound people into submission, I would always say it's all these teams come in here and want to do no huddle and run a bunch of plays and be quick. Well, it's great unless you go three and out, and then your defense, you look up and your defense on the field for 45 minutes of a football game. This is not something – I don't say do this every possession or the full game. What I want to see is you can learn a lot collecting data on what Vic Fangio is going to do when you're in this personnel grouping. It gives you a chance to control the tempo of a football game. It puts a lot of pressure on, you know, Bond and everybody over on that side of the football in communicating with some new players. Mm-hmm. You're not going to let them sub. Because if they do, you're going to grab 5 yards. And it gives you a chance to get the ball out of your hands and to get some rhythm and flow to a game early on a Monday night after a long day of sitting around. The tendency can be a little stagnant coming out of the gates. You have a team that is going to be all edged and juiced up. This Packer team is going to be on edge. Let's let you settle in and sync this thing up and get moving. So there's so many pluses. Ball out of your hands. Let your receivers go to work. Get some, establish some flow and rhythm to the game early. Put pressure on their defense. Find out what they and how they handle this personnel package. And go to work. And I think if you do that, I think you're going to be very happy with the results that you get.
So did Mike McCarthy, when he decided that they were going to do a lot more no huddle, did he go overboard? Like, he did that. There was that year where they were in, like, no huddle most of the game. And he thought that that was a good idea. He always wanted to get the 70 plays. Was that, is there a danger of overdoing it in
yes.
your mind?
Yes, I think this is more of a surprise attack. This is more of something different that we haven't shown a lot of. And I think a lot of times when you get into that, there's only so much you can do in one personnel grouping. And especially if you have a lot of guys, you can tell Matt LaFleur wants to get guys involved, because the more you get guys involved, the more invested they are in the team. And the more players you have invested, the better chance you have to win. Doing it this way, you got more guys out there. They're going to get more touches. They're going to get more looks. And then you can bring in a Heath. You can bring in, you can mix and match. And all, when we go too tight, or when we do this, we'll do this personnel grouping. It just, you can go overboard, and then it does become easier to defend the more you see something. Just like in baseball, you don't ever want to have a starter see the same batter three times. You don't want to have the same person. It does. You can't just go out there, unless you're so talented, and just say, hey, here we go, stop us. Mm-hmm. If you're incredibly talented, maybe. But part of the whole deal is to keep them on their toes, keep your guys focused. But there's three or four positive things that I think this will bring to the table that makes a lot of sense.
Well, I look forward to the Tuesday edition, when either they have done this a ton and you are proven right, or Matt LaFleur ignores your sage advice, they get beat, and we're having an I told you so conversation. One of the two may happen.
Yeah, I can spin that either
come
way.
Come Tuesday. Yep. Yeah. Speaking of which, how would that offensive approach change your approach to the Packers on Prize Picks? Would it influence how you go more or less on certain things?
Yes, it would. I would think that I would look at Musgrave in a much more positive way if they do that. You can start looking at all of the wide receivers, Christian Watson. Prize Picks is the best way to cash in this sports season, whether it is football, basketball, hockey, both, whatever it might be. Prize Picks just makes every game a little more exciting. I've been playing for a while, and man, it is fun and simple. Take your opinions. Which players are going to have big days? Which ones aren't? And you make your picks in less than 60 seconds. Turn your takes into cash. All you do, pick more or less on at least two player stats. Get them right, cash in. And right now, Prize Picks has stacks. You pick the same player up to three times in one lineup. You want more on Giannis, having points, rebounds, assists. Stack them all only on Prize Picks. Deposits are fast and easy. You can use Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI. You get $50 in lineups after your first $5 lineup. Again, use that code WI for the great state of Wisconsin. Prize Picks, it's good
to be right. We'll see if Jesse's right about his idea. We'll turn the show over to him, and we will give our midterm opinions as we start with the offense, then do defense and special teams during the 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, which continues next. So stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Ready to roll, ready or not, ready to give it all I've got. Gotta live to win, get it up, baby. Ready to roll, ready or not, ready to give it one more shot.
Time now for our midterm grades, presented by the professor, Jesse Nelson.
Oh my. What pressure. So, we are at the midpoint of the NFL season. 9 weeks in, 9 weeks to go. A lot has happened, a lot is still to come. Let's start with the Packers offense. What letter grade do you give the Green Bay Packers offense so far for the 2025 season? Mark Tauscher, you get to award a grade first.
I think I'm going to go – I'm torn between a B and a B minus. I'm going to go B because I think there have been so many moments. There have been moments they found a way to win five games. They scored 40 and one. That game was on, the only game that I would put completely on the defense is that Dallas game. So all in all, I think the offensive line is what's tugging it at this thing, pulling it down. And they've taken a lot of heat, whether it's Orlovsky or when, you know, we were discussing it and whatnot. The group has not been as good as we hoped. And I would bet that Brian Gutekunst would say the same thing. But the receiving core, getting Christian Watson back, has the receipt. Tucker Kraft was an A++. He gone. So, but you're asking me up to now. You're not asking me to forecast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Chuck Shortino. And up to this point, with Tucker doing what he did, Josh Jacobs has been fine, I think, for where he's been. And I think Jordan Love has been so much better than what I think the narrative is on him. His stats are a lot better. Has he been inconsistent? Yep. Has he still made some mistakes? Yep. But he's played the position pretty doggone good. So I'm going to go with a B for the offense as far as all in where they're at.
Yeah, I don't know how you can give them anything less than that. They are 11th.
Well, they scored 13 points twice, Jason. I mean, that's how you would. You asked, and I answered, Your Honor.
I didn't ask. I stated I don't know how you can give them anything less than a B, which, by the way,
now.
Is that what
was
you
a
gave
question,
them.
And you know it, Jesse.
No, it was a it was me prefacing the stats I was about to give, but I appreciate you interrupting.
Come on, man.
Packers 11th in the NFL in scoring. They are second in the NFL in third down success rate. Even as star-spangled awful as they were in the red zone against the Panthers, they are still 11th in the league in red zone touchdown percentage. Getting a touchdown 63% of the time after getting only one in five trips to the red zone against the Panthers. They are eighth in total offense in yards per game. They are fifth in the league in yards per play. Now, they are 16th in rushing, which is pretty middling. They are eighth in passing. Their interception rate for Jordan Love is fifth best in the league. They're only allowing sacks on 4.4% of their pass attempts. They are statistically very good. So why do we feel less than good about them? Why is that? Because, and that's, by the way, a question.
You asked a question before, and I answered, and you yelled at me, so I now have really, you're going to have to, like, you know, voice
is,
to text?
That, sir, question is mark. A question. Boop. Yes, question.
What grade
Why?
Are you giving him?
Why?
What grade
I gave him a B. If you recall, as I asked you slash prefaced my statistics with,
well, you said,
I don't see
you
how
you can
go give
any
them.
Lower than a B, can you? Non-question I mark? I guess check, you used check, an exclamation point? Check, I don't know what the hell. Yeah. I don't know what pejorative you made there, but that's, yeah, all of those can stats you? Are strong.
Yeah.
Those are strong stats. But where's the consistency? You also, I bet you could look at three and outs and some other things and say, well, they're not doing great in that either. Because there have been games that you have been, there's just been too many empty possessions and too many times. And again, if you're just looking at this big picture and not covering the team and watching every snap and every game, mm-hmm. you're not going to see this. But Arizona, there were empty possessions. There's empty possessions, obviously, last weekend, even with
Pittsburgh, 3-3 and outs
Pittsburgh,
in the first
Pittsburgh, the
half.
Beginning. That's that wasn't even a question, but I appreciate you answering it. So, yes, that is the beauty, and that's where
augmenting.
I think you have to be bullish, but there's a lot of good. And I know old boy from Oregon yesterday said, oh, you're so negative, blah, 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 blah. There's inconsistency within this.
So
that's why the grade is a B.
All right.
In my opinion.
Project. All right, so we're at the end of the first semester, the second semester starting this week. project what their grade's going to be without Tucker Kraft now. You said you weren't projecting this grade. It's what they had at this point. I mean, what's realistic to be expecting from these guys without him? Are they going to be able to replicate these numbers and replicate that B grade without the centerpiece of their passing game? And what is Josh Jacobs going to have to do to be more productive and carry the load offensively if they want to run the ball more instead of doing the homer plan of just wing it around the yard like he suggested?
Yeah, I don't know. Now, if we're being honest, nobody knows what this is going to look like. Do I think that Jordan Love is going to spread the football and get Christian Watson and Golden and Wicks and when Jaden Reed comes back and finding ways to utilize Musgrave? I think you're going to see more passing of the football. I think Homer's going to get his wish. This group has not run block especially great. I don't know if this O-line is going to stay together and be healthy. It's really hard to count on Aaron Banks to be healthy every week. We just have not seen it very consistently. And then you start mixing and matching. It's going to be tough for me to tell you that this group is going to be better offensively without their best player. That sounds crazy talk. That's like saying, oh, you only have to hit a jumbo twice with a little baby stinky marble. You'd think, no, that's insane. Why would I think that? So the question to me is Matt LaFleur going to come up with some plans to really spread it out and really put pressure on a defense on their perimeter? And I think that is going to be the way he goes. And then that will loosen up that run game and give more space because Mike Tomlin said it. He was going to make sure he wasn't going to let Josh Jacobs get moving. Last week, they let Josh do a little something-something, and they didn't give up big plays. Teams are going to continue what we saw last week because Green Bay showed we're going to make mistakes, we're going to fumble, we're going to have penalties, we're going to miss field goals. And everybody right now would sign up and say, oh, we're going to hold Green Bay to under 15 points. Okay, what do we have to do? Don't let these guys make big plays. And by the way, they're going to get impatient, and they're going to throw it to us a couple times if we do sit back and not give up big plays. So what's the anecdote to that? Spread it out. Bing, 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 bing. And that's if you do that, this grade could end up being higher, even with Tucker Kraft not being available.
All right, the subsidiary questions that Jesse has are which position group on offense has performed the best in your opinion and which group, and I believe he expects us to say offensive line, has the most room for improvement in the second half.
Oh, I think the receiving group does. No. I think the receiving group has the most room to grow. You got your crew. You get Jaden Reed, you finally get your crew back together. And I think you're going to be throwing it more. So that would be my answer. I don't know if you meant to tease it out.
No, I didn't. We're going to do defense next. Oh. I was going to quickly answer these questions. And I would say the quarterback position has probably performed the best of any of them.
Oh, tight end. Tight end was the correct answer.
You think Tucker Kraft has performed better than Jordan Love? Because I don't think we've seen enough from the other tight ends to say that they've their aggregate grade would be better.
No, then I have to add in the third string quarterback. If you're going to add the whole depth chart, Tucker Kraft's on the field the whole blank.
Jordan Love has played every snap.
Yeah, it's great.
The other two get incompletes. Clayton Tune.
For you. Don't tell me how to grade. What are you now, the adjunct professor? No, I'm going to tell you how I feel. You put your own grades out there.
How are you grading the other people at quarterback?
I ain't worried about them.
You said you had to include them. You said that.
Who did?
You. I have to include the third string quarterback.
Well, if
but
you're going
to
make me go with Musgrave,
assignments.
And you're going to make me go with a dude that ain't even on the team anymore because he played a couple games, great. It's not the way I want to grade.
He transferred out of the school.
Jordan and Tucker, I would say, have been the two highest performers. Jordan has been really good. Tucker's been the best at his position. So tight end gets an A-minus because I have to lump in Chipotle Ben, who ain't even on the squad. Fitzpatrick, who I don't really even know. And then you look at, you know, Musgrave, who's an incomplete. But I'm giving him an A because Tucker's the best tight end in the league throughout the first 8 weeks of the season.
Tell us about Kohler Services. They definitely get an A from you.
They always get an A, and they'll get an A from you. If you're looking to have a new bath or shower remodel, the answer is simple. Go to Kohler Services, family-owned for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer, providing care for life. And this month only, you can get $1,000 off your Lugstone shower remodel. You get zero interest financing for 12 months. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote. Fast professional installation, that is always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
Still not sure I understand the grading system, but we will continue with this activity. Since Jordan doesn't have the other people at his position dragging down his grade, the others, never mind. The defense is next. It's Wildy and Tausch. I know, it's so exasperating.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
We're going to take a brief respite from asking questions and giving grades.
I can't wait to give my grade on the D. I'm going to have to, but I'm excited.
I can't wait either, but I'm going to wait. Because we have a call from Jack in Green Bay who has a question. Jack, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Your question, sir, is what?
Well, just watching these games, I've been a big LaFleur defender, and I still think he's a good offensive coach. I just don't understand some of these sideline passes, these screen passes to Savion Williams every single week. And just watching him, I think he's got great speed, but why is Golden, he's got great short area quickness. Why is Golden not getting these passes? It's so predictable. And to go along with that, the Emmanuel Wilson side-by-side passes, I just don't understand it. And I saw, or I listened to Tausch earlier about the more vertical passing. It's just, it's not going to work. You got to get Musgrave going down the field a little more. You got Golden. He's got this great speed. That's why you took him. I don't know. Maybe I can get your take on it. It's just, there's no creativity lately, so going forward, especially with Tucker Kraft out, we need to get some more vertical passing going.
So, Tausch, what do you make of the criticism? Because I do feel like, and this is just anecdotal, I don't have percentages, there does seem to be a lot of horizontal stuff, whether it's jet sweeps or quick throws out. The execution of the blocking portion of those throws, by the way, just quick, get the ball out to the side. If you don't block, yeah, they ain't going nowhere. That's part of the problem. What's your take on Jack's question?
It is, I think the question is Matt LaFleur. What Jack is really saying is Matt LaFleur kind of lost his creativity and lost his touch? And does that mean, do you think he's trying so hard to keep everybody involved? Because you're getting Savion Williams involved. Golden gets a couple. And then, you know, last game it felt like it was the Dobbs show. And you had Tucker Kraft. Now, how are you going to fit Musgrave, who's got a different skill set, into it? The vertical passing game, we've seen it's kind of more hit or miss. Pittsburgh, you had success. Carolina, you didn't. You had the one great catch by Christian Watson, but that was an ill-advised throw. I would bet when he got graded on that, I don't think they gave him a plus. You threw in a double coverage, Christian Watson made a heck of a play on it. So I get what you're saying, and I think most of those big plays come when you can get a safety down, you get one high, and you get that play action pass. That's where Jordy made his, you know, his Packer Hall of Fame career and had it, because there ain't anybody going to go one-on-one. He's going to beat the safety. I think Christian Watson has that same ability to do it, but you have to set that up. And I do wonder if Matt LaFleur has maybe gotten too cute with some of his design on getting Savion and getting some guys the ball on these, rather than going to his bread and butter, which is really, I think it's been a long time, but that play action and the Shanahan McVay way of doing things has always been get the quarterback out, not just sit him in the pocket and go vertical. Those plays typically came from hard play action sell. Josh Jacobs is good enough to still force you to feel that, but Carolina showed you last week, we're not going to buy it. Let's see if you're patient enough to stick with it, and last week we weren't.
I feel like maybe this is a little pommy, as you like to say, because I feel like the short, quick passing game has had some effective moments. I feel like the execution on some of these, you know, bubble screens or wide receiver screens has been poor, but I feel like on balance, the question that I have is I feel like I have seen fewer crossing routes than I am accustomed to. Now, again, I don't have the empirical data to prove that. It's just a feel thing. Like the crossers, I just don't feel like there's been as many of them. Maybe that's my imagination, but I feel like that has been less prevalent in their offense. Just there's been a lot of slants to roam, but I don't feel like there's been the crossing routes as frequently. I'll have to do a deep dive.
Well,
to see if that's true.
Crossing routes are best served when you're going against man-to-man defense. So maybe Matt LaFleur and
so much
Steno
zone.
And everybody have looked. Maybe people are just sitting back in zone, and that's not one of your zone beaters. That doesn't mean you can't run it. Guys will have to learn where they need to sit in that zone, and you have young wide receivers still. So there could be a myriad of reasons. I don't know anecdotally if that's accurate because you didn't bring any numbers with it, so I'm not going to just buy what you're selling, but just the picture of it is.
When's the last time you brought a number?
I just did.
Really? What's the number? What number did you bring?
Yeah. What do you mean? Once we get to the defense, I'm going to bring you a bunch of numbers. But
ooh, that's
6-7. I bring 6-7 to the show every day.
Okay. Daily. Yeah.
Yeah. 6-7.
Yeah. Packers are allowing 21.4 points per game, 10th in the league on defense, 89.4 yards rushing, they're about 197 passing yards per game, giving up 286 yards per game in total yards. I don't know. That's four quick numbers I just dropped down. Yeah, I keep going.
Well, I didn't ask if you were going to bring numbers now. I asked when the last time was you brought them, anecdotally.
Oh, well.
I got 20.8 points per game allowed by the Packers this season.
Oh, snap.
We look forward to more of your numbers and more of our grades coming up in our midterm grades.
Playing the numbers game?
No, I don't think so, although we could play the music. What we are going to do is give away some more Iron Jock gear.
Oh, are we?
Oh.
Just wait, what were we arguing about? What number did you say and what number did I say for defense
allowed? No, you accused. I literally said anecdotally, I don't have the empirical data to back it up. And you said
the Packers are allowing 21.4 points per game. You said it was what?
20.8.
Okay. So which number do you want to go with?
Hi, I would like you to go
you
with
right or am I right?
The number 844-770-3776. You could try and win some Iron Jock gear from Tausch.
Just wait, what is that number again?
844-770-3776. Yep. Spells out ESPN at the end if that makes it easier.
Yeah, no, I know that. You know what? I've worn just about every type of workout gear there is, and nothing compares to Iron Jock. Their performance apparel is built to fight sweat, odor, bacteria, and it keeps you feeling fresh no matter how hard you push. And now Iron Jock is introducing 4 new lightweight hoodies. I just got one of these. Oh, God. They are so lightweight. It's such a soft fabric. Oh, world class. Cooling, wicking, and a 4-way stretch. Oh, baby. Go to ironjock.com to get your hoodie today. Again, that is ironjock.com. And right now, call to action. Call 844-770-3776. Jesse, you're not going to like me on this. You're not going to like this. But my favorite number, 65. This hoodie, you heard me right. Caller 65. It's my favorite number.
What a
you
jerk.
You get an unbelievable lightweight Iron Jock hoodie. You got to earn it. You got to call 4 times. It's worth it.
Sounds
I'm telling
like
you, just
Jesse's
got one.
Earning it.
It is unbelievable. Your chance again, 844-770-3776. Your chance to win your own hoodie from Iron Jock. Caller number 65 will win that new Iron Jock lightweight hoodie. Again, 844-770-3776. Jesse is just going crazy. 844-770-3776.
You're caller 48. You're caller 49. You're caller 50. You're caller 51.
That's funny now.
Caller 65 takes home the hoodie.
We're through 15, only 50 to go.
There you go, buddy. Good luck.
It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. Because I'm a hazard to my.
I don't mean to be whatever, but given how quickly Jesse got through that, I think we need to start asking for higher number callers for everything.
Well, I just wonder, because this is obviously, I'm telling you, this lightweight hoodie is, I mean, it's the real deal.
They're nice.
So I asked Jesse, like, what's the... Because I mean, it was fun. We had some laughs. 65, great number. Love the number.
Robert and Eau Claire. Big win for Robert and Eau Claire on the Iron
Kudos
Jock.
To Robert. Yeah.
So he doesn't
what
have to pick it up in person then.
What if somebody in Des Moines, are they eligible or not?
I officially do not know how these contest rules would compare to our regular
everybody's
contest
rules. Are different.
Rules.
I just know
you're in charge of that.
You know, the bus, I was getting after the buses a little bit. Obviously, they've moved back into town, you know, with Brad coaching the Badgers now. I saw the big dog at the game on whatever night that was. And I kind of got after him a little bit. They haven't been as active. And I think part of it is because they're not eligible to win some of these things. So I'd like to find – we'll find out.
Yeah, but Brad's in town now. He could pick up all their prizes.
That's fair. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the rules, Jason. You know I'm not going to read them. So I think 100 is probably the highest I'd go with that. Because I'm not going to ask Jesse what number I'm going to go with because we're giving away a lightweight hoodie, I want to say, a couple times a week all the way through Thanksgiving. So there we go.
So there we go. Time now for the defense.
Is 100 the right number, or Jesse? I'd like a little feedback.
I don't
want to be a dictator here.
You do. I think we should avoid triple digits.
Edition of Wilde and Tausch.
I think if you would like to play the 99 card one time, you can choose when the time is right to play your 99 card.
Oh, boy.
And besides that, I would prefer to keep it under, like, 40 just for some time constraints
That's
that
fair.
We have around the commercial breaks.
Just has got a lot going on, you know.
Yeah. So, unless you want to come back and help when you're in studio because you're in studio so often these
days.
Well,
I saw how that went yesterday. That was an epic fail. So, I don't know if that's accurate or not. How was your birthday, by the way? Did you do anything fun?
Yesterday I didn't really do too much because we had the volleyball match last
night.
Your
parents went out of town.
Good win.
Yeah, nice win.
Good win.
Second win against
Chef Knight.
Yes, Chef. Mm-hmm. We like that. The Chef hats were given away to the fans at the field house. Badgers win in 4 sets against 22nd ranked Minnesota. So yeah, I worked the volleyball match last night, pre and post match show on 620 WTMJ, 100.5 ESPN, and in Beaver Dam as well.
Where were you?
In the Everlight Solar Studio here at ESPN Madison. Hung out with Hunter Vaughn. He was producing, so we had a little birthday shindig here. And tonight my parents are coming up, so we're going to have dinner tonight at our place. And Tausch apparently has invited himself over to play Canyon. So looking forward to seeing you, old T. You bringing the whole family or just you?
I'll ask. We'll see what the interest level is in that. I think I have a gymnastics practice I got to go watch.
Might even stay longer.
We'll play marbles if you want.
All right. I guess we'll hold off on the defense until the 11 o'clock hour.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Trying to get clock management back, baby.
Oh, now we care.
Trying to get clock management back, baby.
So we still have we made it through the offense.
Yeah.
That's what we made it through.
What grade
you had all
you
your numbers that
O-line.
You were so excited to share
O-line.
On defense.
We didn't give O-line grade. What grade are you giving the O-line?
We weren't giving it by position.
But you did.
No, we didn't.
We're going to be here all day. I just said which position has performed the best and which position needs the most
tight end.
Improvement.
Yes. Then there was a debate between tight end and quarterback. You can listen back on the ESPN Wisconsin app if you weren't sure how that played out. We will do the defense. Maybe to start the 10 o'clock hour, which will begin in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.